Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael J., and this is Hypothetical. I'm excited this week to have a return guest, man behind the boards, the one who makes us sound good, Evgeny. Welcome back to the show, buddy. How are you?
Doing pretty good, but I'm still trying to figure out why you think there are boards involved. We talked about this last time.
Let me live my dream, please.
No, you get to live your dream in the warm-up game and the main game. You don't get to live your dream when you're introducing guests.
I think you broke me.
Yes, new record.
Anyway, I apparently have not broken you yet because you have returned to Hypothetical once again.
At 9 in the morning, no less.
Yes. Thanks for coming back. I appreciate it.
No problem. I come back every week and edit out everything I don't like.
Which is most
not that
of the
much,
show
surprisingly.
Or none of the show? All right, none of the show. All right, good. All right, well, you know how the game works. Let's jump right into it with our warm-up game. We're going to do who, what, where, when, and why. And this week, we are going to record an album. Who do you want to record an album with? What kind of album are you going to record? What's the name of the album? And where are you going to record it?
Okay. The Who is going to be pretty simple. Okay. The Who.
You're going to record an album with The Who. Okay.
Yes.
Good choice.
We're going to record it at the Red Rock Amphitheater in Colorado.
Okay. So it's going to be an outdoor.
Outdoor. That way we can get that nice, big, natural reverberation to it.
Okay. With a crowd or without?
With a crowd with their backs turned towards us.
How's that going to work if the seats only face one way?
Well, the crowd's going to be very uncomfortable for the 5 or 6 days that we're going to be recording.
Oh, okay. That's fair. I'll understand.
Yeah, I want it to have this nice rejection feel to it. So we're going to be recording looking at their backs.
Oh, why wouldn't it be easier just for the band to have their backs to the crowd?
No. No, because then you're looking at the back of the stage. And the back of the stage is inviting.
Can the crowd peek over their shoulders?
If you do, you're automatically shot with a taser.
Well, this sounds fun. Are you going to record, like video record it too?
Yeah, we're going to record you being shot with a taser every time someone from the crowd looks around.
Oh, you're going to shoot me with a taser?
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Oh. Okay, well then I guess the person from the crowd, and yeah, we'll videotape it.
All right, cool.
You have to do like Metalocalypse and sign a pain waiver though before you show up.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes to not get sued.
Yeah, hey, then you get to listen to The Who, so it's worth the risk.
The Who doing a grindcore album.
You are all about the grindcore.
I'm all about taking things that should not happen and making them happen. And in this case, The Who doing grindcore would be pretty epic.
Fair enough.
Complete with exploding drum sets.
Exploding drum sets. So you're how many drum sets are you going to go through?
At least 4 per song.
Wow, it's going to be expensive recording.
That's the point. I mean, and that's also why I have to have The Who. Someone has to have enough of a budget to be able to do this.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay for this. I'm going to have the band pay for it.
All right. So you're going to have The Who doing grindcore music at Red Rock Amphitheater with a crowd faced the wrong way and tased if they try to look. What album are they recording? What's the name of it?
Blacker Than the Blackest Black Times Infinity.
Blacker Than the Blackest Black Times Infinity.
It's a tribute to Death Clock.
Is that a grindcore band?
No, Metalocalypse, the cartoon on Cartoon Network. That was the band from... Death Clock was the band from that cartoon. And the lead singer, Nathan Explosion, has this line where he's talking about Duncan Hill's Coffee, who's sponsoring the most metal band in the world. And his line is, we want coffee to be... blacker than the blackest black times infinity.
Okay.
And so we're going to take that and run with it.
That works. Okay. And when are you going to do this? When's the recording?
Next Tuesday.
Is that a perpetual next Tuesday because people won't necessarily listen to this?
It's next Tuesday after the third Friday after the sixth Wednesday of Kerflunkin.
So somewhere a little bit after never?
I was going to go with Wiffly, but yeah, that works too.
Fair. All right. Well, your album recording is going to be explosive.
Wow.
Mine, I think, will be a little more timid.
Okay. Who are you bringing to the table?
So I am going to record with Run DMC, Placido Domingo, and Luciano Pavarotti.
Okay. Mike's going to be disappointed, but fair enough.
There seems to be a distinct lack of rap opera in the market. There's rock opera. There's opera opera. There's no rap opera. Or not much of it. So I'm going to create a rap opera album with Run DMC and a couple of opera singers that I can name off the top of my head.
Please say you're going to have like these, like the stereotypical fat Italian opera singers wearing 24-inch rims around their necks.
Yeah, the Flavor Flav clock.
Yeah, but actual rims with like rubber tires on them and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be wearing Adidas track suits and all that.
Fair enough. What are you going to call this?
I haven't figured that part out yet.
There you go. That's your album title.
I haven't figured it out yet?
Yeah.
All right. That's actually not a bad title.
Sometimes you just got to be raw, man.
Yeah, I agree. That works.
Or ramen, one of the two.
Nah, I think, I don't know what we're going to call this. Will be the name of the album. If that works best.
So why, I mean, okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So if you're bringing in opera, where are you going to be recording?
Well, there's only one music studio that I could think of off the top of my head. And that's the Abbey Road studio.
I don't think that would have the right acoustics for opera.
I never said it was going to sound good.
No. If you're going to bring something together like that for the first time ever, it has to have good acoustics.
Okay, so where would you suggest that I record this album?
Wow. I would definitely say for that, you would either want the Hollywood Bowl or the Grand Canyon.
So you want a large open air?
I want a large open air with a good luscious slapback delay that you just can't create with ones and zeros. So you're going to need something that just gets that high-end flutter right back into the mic.
You're the sound engineer, so if you say so, that's fine with me. Makes it easier for me to get to if it's at Hollywood Bowl. Or the Grand Canyon.
Well, I mean, there's a couple very nice theaters. There's also an opera house down in Sydney. Kind of looks like a bunch of dinner plates and one of those bowl drainer things. But
yeah, you know what? Let's do it there because I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Only during pen show season.
I'll go anytime. I'm not going to turn down a trip to Australia. All right, so we're going to record at the Sydney Opera House in Australia. And we're going to take the time machine and go back to the 1980s when Run DMC was at its peak. So,
okay. I figure you'd go ahead and use this to bring him out of retirement.
Nah, I want like peak Run DMC, like when they're at the top of their game. Because there's no way that I'm going to have any of these songs for this album written ahead of time. So they're going to have to write them as they're recording them. So they're going to have to figure out what they're going to rap about.
They're going to have to do all the dirty work for you right off the top of their head.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so will the opera singers.
Okay. Very, very Quincy Jones of you.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. I mean, I don't know how to make any of this stuff.
Okay. Who's your producer going to be?
I'm producing it, right? I mean, like who's going to mix the sounds?
Well, yeah. Who's going to be in charge of production? Who's going to be your recording engineer? Who's going to be your mixing and mastering engineer? Where are you going to get your microphones from? I mean, come on, man. These are the logistics you have to know before you dive into this.
When I invite Run DMC and Pavarotti and Placido Domingo to do this recording, I'm going to tell them to bring their own people. Because I don't know who to who does any of that stuff.
See, like for me, the answer is simple. Chris Lord-Alge.
And that's some sort of sound guy?
The sound guy, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, pretty much a lot of the music that you liked during the late 80s, throughout all of the 90s and early 2000s, he probably mixed and recorded some of it, but mainly mixed it. Yeah, good guy. Really good behind the boards. And he does use boards.
See? Now we got... I told you boards are a thing.
Only for people like him who can afford boards. Those things are expensive, man.
Yeah, but they're cool.
I'm going to go ahead and take out a second mortgage on your house so I can get some boards. That way, when you tell me I'm the man behind the boards, I can sit there and go, yep, and Michael paid for them.
Maybe I'll just buy a couple of wood boards at Home Depot and paint some knobs and dials on them.
So, about the main game.
All right, let's move on to the main game then. You ready for the main game?
I've actually got notes this time. It should be interesting.
I'm sure we can figure out a way to blow those up.
Well, you gave me multiple topics to choose from, so I've literally got like 5 different notepads open. And I don't know which one I'm going to use.
Well, you know what the main game's going to be tonight, and that is we are going to create the 51st state in the United States.
Yay!
We already know there's 50 states, and we have now been tasked with creating the 51st state. So, what is the next state in the union?
Okay. Well, I decided to go ahead and go with Southwest Dakota.
Did you really pick a Dakota?
I picked Southwest Dakota.
I gotta change my answer.
Did you go with a Dakota?
Always.
See, there you go, people. When in doubt, go Dakota.
Yes. See, I was going to name mine either, I was going to either merge North and South Dakota and call it Big Dakota.
But then you'd have to come up with 2 more states to make up for the one that you lost.
Somebody else can worry about that. Or I would name it Third Dakota. Or if I decided to annex off some land in Florida, it would be South Dakota.
Okay, so you know what this episode should be then, since you and I both went with Dakotas?
What's that?
Let's fight to see whose Dakota stays on.
Oh, mine will certainly be better.
Okay, so I went with Southwest Dakota. You went with one of the other inferior Dakotas. Where is your Dakota happening?
You know what? I'm going to annex off South Florida. So I will take like from the Florida Keys up to, let's say, a third of the way up the coast.
Okay, so making sure that you grab the greater Miami metropolitan area?
Yeah, we got Miami, Naples on the west, and I don't even know what's on the east over there.
Miami's on the east.
Well, it's also a little south.
Well, that too. The Big Empty's on the west.
That'd be the area I'd take. Where would you take?
Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to create a 51st state, we're definitely going to annex some land, and I mean, Southwest Dakota, there's a reason it's Southwest, man. That's as far Southwest as you can get.
Well, it depends on where you're looking at the globe.
There is that. But yeah, we would go ahead and finally annex Taiwan and solve that question once and for all, whether or not China thinks it's a country.
Okay.
Yeah, so it will be a country. It will be part of the United States.
And you're going to call it Southwest Dakota?
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
Totally.
Wrap it up in the middle of a nice big bundle of joy.
Yeah, I'm sure China's going to love that.
Well, I mean, maybe. I didn't think about any...
So that would also be the longest flight you'd have to take within the U.S. would be from Southwest Dakota to wherever else you want to go in the country.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. That would beat out Guam by a couple 100 miles, almost 1,000 miles.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it would be far.
So there you go.
In Southwest Dakota, what is your state motto?
Okay. So keeping with the whole Taiwan theme, and the biggest reason for annexing Taiwan is because we need a new center of industry. We used to have it with the Rust Belt. Before that, we had it with like Pennsylvania and New York, where you had the manufacturing along the Erie Canal.
Sure.
We lost that. So we're getting it back with Taiwan. And the new motto is going to be, from the ocean soars profit.
Okay. So very capitalistic motto.
Mm-hmm. We're bringing back all the manufacturing to Taiwan. So we're bringing it out of Pakistan, we're bringing it out of Thailand, and we're bringing it back to Taiwan.
Okay.
Well, they've already got a lot of the infrastructure there, so we might as well use it.
But you don't have a lot of room for expansion there.
Well, you really don't need much. You can always expand upward. I mean, look at Coruscant. It worked out great for them.
Yeah, because factories in the sky are so simple to build.
Exactly. See, now you're starting to live the Southwest Dakota dream.
All right. So from the ocean we soar, is that what you said it was?
No, from the ocean soars profit.
From the ocean soars profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you always have to go with like some kind of backwards double speak thing for your motto.
Sure. Sure. So speaking of soaring, what's your official state bird?
The bullheaded shrike.
What is that?
You know what a shrike is, right?
I do not.
Okay, a shrike is a very tiny, unimposing bird.
Okay.
That murders you by impaling you on whatever sharp thing it has next to it.
Wow, vicious.
Well, yeah, that's how it eats. That's how it kills its dinner. It'll like grab something and then impale it on the first sharp thing it finds. So like barbed wire, cactus.
So why would it be Southwest Dakota state bird?
Well, it already inhabits the island.
Okay.
And if we're going to be bringing back like a strong industrial economy, you know, one that just grips it and rips it, to use the old golfing term, that seems like the kind of bird that I would want. You know, you've got these majestic things like eagles and albatrosses. No, I don't want that. I want something that's going to take the market by the horns and impale it on a barbed wire fence.
You have a vicious state bird.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of special tax or law will your state be known for?
Now, this goes kind of counterintuitive to the bird here. So our unique tax is a 250% tax on all aquatic mammal meat.
So anytime you want to have seafood, you're going to be paying through the nose?
No. Just aquatic mammals. Whale meat, dolphin meat, you know, mammals.
Okay.
Contrary to what you hear in Finding Nemo, fish are food, not friends.
So why is such a high tax on aquatic mammal meat?
Well, okay, that part of the world kind of has a little bit of a problem with eating animals that are considered good stars for evening TV. So, I mean, you know, one way you make change is by taxing the living snot out of it. And I figure, hey, why not?
Okay.
And then there's a 500% tax if that meat comes from Japan.
So it's a lower tax if it comes from Japan.
No, 500% if it comes from Japan.
But I thought you said it was 250,000%.
No, 250%.
Oh, okay.
See, you're trying to tax it more than I am.
Oh, I thought it was a little high there.
No, it's still realistic.
Well, I don't know how realistic a 250% tax is on anything.
Oh, hey. It's realistic to me, and that's all that matters because this is my Dakota.
Sure. All right, speaking of laws, what is your state holiday? Every state has, a lot of states have their own holidays. Here in Illinois, it's Casimir Pulaski Day every year. They honor Casimir Pulaski, who was, I don't know what he was, maybe some sort of war hero or something, where everything in the state is closed for that day. So what mm-hmm. is your state holiday in Southwest Dakota?
The state holiday is National Tax Readjustment Day.
Okay.
So the tax can be readjusted between 1% and 4%. And during that day, for the first 12 hours of the day, citizens are allowed to go to gambling houses and place bets on how the die will land. And this is literally a die. The head official for the state walks out, kind of like a Punxsutawney Phil situation for Groundhog's Day, with a special 2-foot-tall D4. And he tosses the D4 into the air, and however it lands determines the tax percentage of the state for the next year.
Interesting.
So you know how, like, for sales tax, you've got your county tax, your city tax, and then your state tax?
Yep.
So that four-sided die would decide the state tax for the year.
Okay.
So the state tax could never be more than 4%.
Okay.
And citizens have a 1 in 4 chance of winning.
Winning being a lower tax rate for the year.
Well, no. I mean, like, you're placing bets for the first half of the day. So I could go to the gambling house and go, I want to place $500 on 2.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, I mean, your odds are only like 2 to 1 because there's only 4 outcomes. But hey, right. You know, it works.
So your state is also a bookie?
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, your state is already on the other side of the world.
we have to be unique. I mean, we even have an extra unique law that I think you may enjoy.
And that would be?
Elected officials can only serve 1 4-year term in office per person per lifetime, regardless of the office.
Okay, so if you are state treasurer, you cannot become governor after your 4-year term.
Enjoy that treasurer term because it's the only one you get.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that includes like if you're elected to Congress of the United States, that's it. And if you're from the state of Southwest Dakota and you get elected president, tough cookies, even if the party wants you to run again, you served your 4-year term. Bye-bye. The state will incarcerate you if you try to break that law.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Your state's got a bit of an identity complex, I think. On the one hand, it's got a vicious bird, very tough election laws. And on the other hand, you're building factories in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And are, well, that's about all that's nice, I think, in your state.
Well, okay, you figure our national hero is Dr. Robotnik.
National hero or state hero?
National, because state rights trump national rights in Southwest Dakota.
Okay.
At least I chose this for my answer instead of my backup answer.
Yeah, I'm not sure we want to hear your backup answer.
Let's just put it this way. It involves very big planes with laser rifles.
Oh, that could be fun.
Maybe. Unless you're part of the state-mandated audience that has to watch them fight.
That could be fun still, too, if you survive.
That's a big if. So where we left off with you, I believe you were getting ready to tell us about your state bird.
My state bird, I guarantee you, people will flock to my state bird before they flock to yours.
If you say seagulls, I'm going to run away.
No, I would never name seagulls my state bird.
Thank goodness.
No. I have an awesome state bird. The best. That state bird is Woody Woodpecker.
Damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
You win the state bird round.
I told you.
But how are you going to get past the copyright stuff?
We'll license it if we have to.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, we tax our citizens, so we should have some money somewhere.
Okay. Is that going to be part of your unique tax?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's just built in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So to be a resident of Big Dakota or Third Dakota,
There's a licensing fee built into your taxes.
Okay.
It's well worth it. People will flock to Big Dakota just so they can have the coolest state bird in all the land.
Well, I mean, that and you've got it in former sunny southern Florida.
Several months out of the year, we have decent weather.
I hate you.
Hopefully not too many hurricanes.
That part I don't envy. So what about your state motto?
I think my state motto is going to be really simple. And because we're in the bottom corner of the country, kind of mm-hmm. away from everybody, and we sort of have the Everglades as a buffer between us and the rest of the country north of us,
mm-hmm.
and Southwest Dakota, which is on the other side of the world,
mm-hmm.
I think our motto is just going to simply be, don't forget about us.
That's a good motto for the part of your citizenry that's going to be in their twilight years.
Exactly. Exactly. Because given our location, the vast majority of our citizens are going to be on the older side.
That's a very polite way of saying geriatric.
Yes. So they don't want to be forgotten about.
True.
So that's what we're going to push. Don't forget about us.
So what kind of unique holiday are you going to have down there?
So I'm thinking about this. My holidays can be a little bit different because, you know, originally I was thinking I would do a holiday like the day after 4th of July or the day after New Year's, because you always want a recovery day, like, you know, fireworks are over. Yeah, you know, you just want an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's too simple. It just doesn't fit totally right for what we want to do in Big Dakota.
Right.
So instead, I'm going to pull back something from my personal history. When I was in high school, I went away to school. And every year we had what they called the Headmaster's Day, which was the guy in charge of our school would decide on a random day during the school year to just call the day off. We'd have no school. And you'd find out like the night before or the morning of, and you just get the day off. You'd wake up thinking, oh, I got to go to school today. And then all of a sudden, you don't have school. You get the day off. In my last year there, they even had a carnival they brought in for us. So it's just like a day to chill out, relax, take a break. So I'm going to institute the same kind of idea. I won't call it Headmaster's Day because we won't have a headmaster. But it'll just be, you know, Governor's Day or whatever we're going to call it. But it'll be a random day throughout the year. You won't know what day that holiday is. And that day will shut down the government, shut down schools and, you know, public facilities. And we'll have a big party, a big carnival. But you won't know what day it is until the night before or the morning of.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that you went away for high school.
For the last 3 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
And you got a carnival.
And we had a carnival out of it, at least my last year. I don't remember having a carnival the first 2 years I was there.
I got screwed in school. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, there you cool. go, kids. Don't go to public school. Go somewhere fancy.
Yeah. So yeah, that'd be my holiday. I'm not even sure what I would call it. Maybe we'll call it Woody Woodpecker Day.
Okay.
So, actually, no. You know what we're going to call it? We're going to name it after. I'm not going to name it after Woody Woodpecker, but at least when I was a kid, on Woody Woodpecker cartoons, there would always also be a Chilly Willy the Penguin cartoon.
Chilly Willy Day?
It would be Chilly Willy Day.
And it could be in the middle of summer, but it's going to be Chilly Willy Day.
It could be in the middle of summer, and the theme is always going to be like ice and winter theme.
Okay, that's...
Because we don't get winter.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to have Chilly Willy Day. It's going to be a random day throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our official state song is actually going to be the Chilly Willy theme song.
Wow.
You know, I'm Chilly Willy the Penguin, ha hi at you, that mm-hmm. song? Yep. That's going to be our official state song too.
I don't know whether or not to laugh or cringe or smile.
Well, it would be better if I had Run DMC... And the opera singers?
No.
Sing the official state song?
No.
All right.
No.
Because I can make it happen.
No, Michael. No. So what about your unique tax?
So I think what I'm going to tax is, it's more of a fine than it is a tax.
Okay.
And that is, we're going to tax you we're going to tax you 10 times what you would pay for or what you charge if you have your lawn mowed before 11 in the morning. Because there's nothing worse than waking up earlier than you expected because somebody's mowing their lawn right outside your window. So when you do that, whatever you pay to have your lawn mowed or whatever the cost of your lawnmower is, if you do it yourself, you got to pay 5 times that. It's a fine.
Okay, but what's going to stop the slightly older gentleman who has his lawnmower from the 1970s that he's been fixing every year?
There's a minimum.
Okay. I was about to say, what was the minimum punishment going to be?
Yeah, the minimum punishment will be $200.
Only a couple hundred?
Well, some people will go broke really quickly if they never follow the law.
Well, this is true. This is very true, because that is the most annoying sound on the face of the earth.
So I'm going to call it a tax because we don't like to fine people in the Big Dakota.
Okay, okay.
We have no problem taxing you, though.
So does that roll into your unique law as well, or do you have something special for that, too?
Oh, did I not give it a unique law yet?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Either that or you did, and the entire trying to bring one DMC back for your state song just made me forget.
Yeah, my law is going to be you cannot mow the lawn in the morning hours.
Okay. So,
no backing up trucks in the morning hours either. I don't want to hear that beep, that annoying.
So no loud sounds that can exceed like 70 decibels.
If I could hear it through a window, you cannot do it in the morning hours.
And you're going to be the litmus test. Like they're going to have a decibel meter by your window.
We'll get somebody with more sensitive ears than me.
Okay. We'll hijack Ralph and have him do it.
Okay. And just because I can, the official transportation of Big Dakota is going to be the monorail.
Okay, as soon as you said that, the song from The Simpsons just popped in my head.
Yeah, because monorails are awesome.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's been a fun morning. I have to get ready to go to work. That was interesting. I did not expect us both to go with Dakota.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Fair enough. I mean, Dakota's the best state, don't you know?
If you say so. I've never been.
Neither have I. I just wanted to say, don't you know?
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Evgenia. I appreciate it. And even though Big Dakota is greater than Southwest Dakota.
We will destroy you.
You might. You probably have more technical capabilities than my retirement community of a state does.
Yeah. Then you guys would be South, Southeast Dakota.
If you say so. Where can people find you online? Or where do you want people to find you?
On the Twitters and Instagrams, I can be found at TheInkedWell. And I can also be found at TheInkedWell.com or Floor3Media.com.
And you have a YouTube channel too, correct?
Yes. But it's completely unintelligible still because I'm working on getting subscribers.
So, but they can go to YouTube and search for TheInkedWell?
Mm-hmm. Or they can just go to Floor3Media.com, click on TheInkedWell, and then click on the YouTube link.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for joining me. I appreciate it. That's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _hypothetical and subscribe to Hypothetical on your podcast player of choice. Until next time, this is Hypothetical.